This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got 1 hour to go. Overtime with Jake Volnick coming up at in 1 hour's time. Oh, yeah, in case you missed it, coming up at 6:45. But Kenny Atkinson just spoke to the media. Now, we're not going to play the full presser here, but there's an excerpt that we're going to play for you from Kenny Atkinson. And I suppose that this has to do with the physicality involved in today's game. Did anybody catch the burp that just happened as I tried talking?
We were just going to go over.
Okay, all right. I'm an honest man. I'll own it.
Like a speed bump. We're just pretending it didn't happen.
Is Nick fat or is he fat? Either way, all roads lead to fat. Here's Kenny Atkinson talking about physicality from his press conference just a bit ago.
You know, there were three calls we questioned, you know, to the league, and I'm going to try to simplify this. You know, in my opinion, all three plays were excessive in nature, and whatever, you know, we could all kind of debate that, what that means. Now, let me be clear that, you know, in no way am I saying an intent by Indiana was to injure or hurt, none of that. That's not who Rick is, and that's not who that team is. But I will say, and this is a little bit like big picture, again, my opinion. We have to decide as a league what that line is, what that excessive line is. Tonight, if the league, the people out there watching, TNT, all of it, and you know there's such a push in this league to you know, we want guys playing, right? We want healthy guys. There's a real push by the league, real energy to make sure everybody's playing. We have to have, I believe we have to have the same energy in terms of keeping guys healthy in the playoffs. You know, two guys hurt during the game and now questionable. You know, I have a problem with that, quite honestly. If they are legal plays, and I know some were, you know, were deemed fouls, right? And we really have to take a look. And I'm part of this, right? I'm a stakeholder in this league, right? It's not just the referees or Monty or Adam or the NBA. It's all of us are stakeholders in this league. What I want to make sure is that, you know, we have our best players playing in the playoffs. And it bothers me that we have a defensive player of the year, all-star, you know, and a, you know, great player in DeAndre Hunter that are questionable for this game. Because in my opinion, all three of those plays were excessive. Now, the NBA doesn't agree with me, and that's fine. But I would say we need to have a real discussion with it. And like I said, there's a lot of moving parts. There's competition committee. There's ways to get this done. But the DeAndre Hunter foul, like, it's inconceivable to me, inconceivable that a guy can go for a layup like that, had the ball in his hands, okay? Now, Mathurin makes a good play on the ball, but absolutely drills him, obliterates his body, goes down, there's an injury. But if you're going to tell me that does not increase the chances of a guy getting hurt, then maybe I'm off, okay? The Evan Mobley turned ankle that you know, guy comes under him when he's clearly square, has a chance to contest this and turns at the last second. Just wanted to get that off my chest.
All right, that is all right. So initially, the first half of the clip, I'm like, he's walking it back. We got Kenny Atkinson going soft here.
He got riled up again.
And then they got riled up, and he doubled down on it.
Although,
I got to be honest with you, if you say a bunch of times, I don't believe that Rick is like that, like a dirty coach, and I don't believe they're dirty players. If you say it enough times, at some point you're doing what I've done multiple times in this show, and we no longer believe you.
Yeah, I think his emphasis on excessive was always really funny too. Excessive. The point is that he keeps doubling down on this, and I'm worried this is the only thing he's thought about in the past 24 hours. I'm almost worried this is like consuming him in a way that I'd rather you just locked it in for game two.
Oh,
being honest about it, Kenny.
Oh, I actually think that this is...
This is important, but also game two, where you got to completely change what happened in game one and come up with a plan to beat the Pacers, probably be top of mind here, right?
I think this is him continuing to push for a differently called game today. I think this is probably right where you need to be if you felt like...
I mean, he clearly felt like he didn't get enough attention after game one for what he said.
Well, the
first time he went after
it. But I think it's important to note, like, he's not frustrated that they didn't get calls. He's frustrated that they didn't get calls in plays that directly led to player injury.
Right. And
like, that to me is, like, that's a valid thing. If you're going to say that more than once...
Not saying he's not valid.
Say it with your chest.
Not saying he's not valid, but I do think it's interesting that he has now made this his focal point, and he's like, sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. It's like, you got it off your chest. You went on a rant, essentially, the other day, getting it off your chest. We played the whole thing here. It was 2 minutes long right here on the station.
He didn't get the answer he wanted.
Clearly, or just didn't get enough attention that he thought he wanted either.
It's not a problem, child. It's not Shedeur Sanders' camp.
Well,
no,
but the only way...
Low blow by you. That was on me.
The only way that you actually enact change is if the big talking heads on the national platforms talk about these things. It's deeper than just me and you doing a conversation on it. Like, you got to get the heavyweights involved, and I didn't see anyone talking about his remarks outside of...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But locally, us and the group that is around the Cavs.
Now, I do have to wonder if we're going to be kicking the hornet's nest here, because Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle, I'm assuming that this is in response to Kenny's diatribe yesterday. Rick Carlisle apparently answered to that before tip-off as well.
He's protecting his players, and that's a big part of the coach's job. There are so many events in an NBA game. You know, they turned in three plays to the league. When you turn in plays, the other team has to be notified of that. So we were notified they turned in three plays. I mean, I don't want to tell you the number of plays we turned in during our Milwaukee series, and we won 4 out of 5 games. And so there are so many things in a heated playoff series that you disagree with. You know, the play with Allen, that was a missed call, clearly. The play with Mathurin was challenged, and you know, the challenge was deemed unsuccessful. Nobody wants players hurt. You know, 3 years ago, we finished a 25-win season, and at exit meetings, talked to the players about wanting to build this thing so that we could compete at the highest level and compete against the best. And so, you know, if guys are missing games and are not 100%, I mean, that disappoints the hell out of us. I mean, you don't get into this wanting it to be easier or perceived as easier. And it's not, even if all three of those guys don't play, it's not going to be easier. So I understand where he's coming from completely. You know, I messaged him last night, congratulated him on being coach of the year. I mean, what an amazing job he's done. And so I'm sure everybody is very sensitized right now to everything. And, you know, this is an intense game and a very meaningful one.
All right, we were alerted that Daryl Ryder is the one that helped pull this sound and bring it back. We were told this is good. This was gold. I think
that
this is silver at best.
Bronze?
This was, we got a nice guy off.
There was something below bronze. Maybe I'd give it that. Yeah, we got a nice guy off.
I don't love that.
That was way too buddy-buddy. He even threw in the fact that he's texting
We
him.
Would never want
that was
anyone
defense.
Hurt. Yeah, that's why Ben Matherin, I'm not even going to use his full name, Ben Matherin is out here, Cheap Shot City.
I think Carlisle knows that he is an accomplice in a dirty team, and I think this is his way of just being like, yeah, I get it. I get it. They play a little dirty. Matherin does things. Nembhard does things. It's okay.
I thought it was asinine today, earlier today, when Daryl Ryder, on the midday show, in full midst of like panic and anxiety, threw out the idea of using Tristan Thompson as a goon tonight. I've reversed. Yeah. I flip-flopped on this. Goon it up. Give him the
You're
great
not
Canadian
putting
goon.
Tristan Thompson in there.
Evan can't play, and I think it was Danny Cunningham that tweeted out that he would be surprised if any of the three of Darius.
Well,
I did see
DeAndre Hunter did not go out for his typical practice time, but Danny says he'd be surprised if any of the three aren't out there.
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what Danny tweeted within the last little bit here. Goon it up, Tristan. You get six fouls.
No.
Send this one to Chinatown. All right,
yeah.
Tee off.
Okay. Send
like
them, send
like
the
it's like it's Shedeur Sanders' accomplice on social media talking about him not getting the number two jersey. Leave no doubt. Run it up.
How do we delete that as well?
You don't delete it.
You don't delete it. It
you know,
lives forever.
Bruises don't be deleted.
It lives forever. And Thompson's going to make sure.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. We just drove
bruises
by it.
Bruises don't
like
be deleted.
Like that speed bump and that burp from earlier, we just kind of drove by
I
it.
Just the angrier I get, my ability at putting sentences together goes away.
It also might be this bar in the 6 o'clock hour, too.
Could.
We might have a conversation about that at some
there's
point.
There's a lot going on right
there's
now.
There's a lot going on. We got Pacers fans to the right. We got Dustin Fox, at least his doppelganger, to the right of
with
us.
With Hodgins.
We have Matt Corrali out here, at least just his doppelganger. It almost sounds like you buy into that theory my mom used to give years ago, that you get old enough and people just start looking like other people.
Yes,
everyone looks like somebody.
No, and Vanessa does not see that. So I'll be like, oh, that person reminds me of this person. And Vanessa's just like, you're crazy.
Yeah,
like,
we only have so many faces.
That's
and
true.
So at some point, you just meet enough people, and somebody reminds you of just about everybody.
216-474-0092. Thomas and Josh, it's five check time. Bring it in. We want to know how we feeling about the Cavs heading into game two here. And what if Evan and or DeAndre can't go tonight? That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.